The Yetzer anointing. Say Yetzer. Not yes, sir. Yet, sir. Amen. Say Yetzer. Now, I need your hearts to be open. It's a spiritual message, and you're not going to understand it carnally. Amen. Do I have spiritual people with me tonight? And like I said, I'm not going to be long. Just give me 15 minutes to get this message out. I guarantee you it's going to change the way that you look at yourself. You see, many people have a perception of what they look like in heaven. Many people do not even know that there's, if I can put it this way, a copy of you in heaven at this moment. Nevertheless, of how you look like at this moment in heaven. And you'll be shocked if I tell you what you actually look like in heaven. Amen? Many people have this glorious idea of what they look like. You'll be shocked of what you look like. Many sitting here right now. Amen? Say, Yetzer anointing. Now, someone is excited. The Bible says in Jude verse 20, you can put this on the screen. Jude verse 20. And it says, but you beloved, meaning every one of you, every believer, every child of God. But you beloved, building up yourselves. Say building up yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. What I'm speaking of here is a level. The Bible says that there is a certain type of faith that is a most holy faith. Amen. This is a dangerous type of faith because it is associated with holiness. Amen. And the way that you're going to move in this level, the way that you're going to move in this dimension is by praying in the Holy Ghost. It is a level. You need to understand that many have passed through this level and they've not yet known it. They've gone through this level already, but they have not known it. Amen. I'm speaking about a level. And there's a reason why I'm quoting the scripture. I need you guys to stay with me as I'm going through this. Building up yourselves. It speaks of a measure. The Bible says that we've all been dealt a measure of grace. And that you can increase that. And there is also measures of faith. Amen. Different dimensions of faith. You can speak of a most holy faith. A dangerous type of faith. And the way that you increase this is by praying in the Holy Ghost. But you need to understand that by praying in the Holy Spirit is not enough. It is not enough. What you see while you're praying is what makes the difference. The image and the pictures that you receive from heaven is what will make the difference in your prayer. And in the authority what your prayer will carry. And in the change that your prayer will manifest. What you see. The Bible says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Meaning you first have to download from heaven. Receive certain images from heaven that pre-exist, that pre-ordains, that describes you in a life before this life. And you pray that out. Amen. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. It speaks of a level. These images that you receive from heaven is called Yetzer. This is the Yetzer anointing. Say Yetzer. What is the Yetzer? It is a deep secret that has been embedded within the Word of God. And I'm telling you that if you can take this secret and you can master it, that it will cause you to become unstoppable. You will move in unquestionable power and dominion. You will have unlimited favor and power. You will have unlimited provision. You will have unlimited prosperity. You will have unlimited protection, both here on earth and in heaven. And the reason why I say both here on earth and in heaven is because what you look like here on heaven is a direct reflection of your true identity of what you look like in heaven. What you look like here on earth is a true reflection of what you look like in heaven. And this is as a result of Yetzer. Say Yetzer. Now the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, NIV version, Matthew chapter 18 verse 18, 19 and 20. NIV version. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, and he says, truly I tell you, now listen to this, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth, where? On earth, will be bound in where? In heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then it goes on and says, again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father that is in heaven. Amen. Meaning that there is a direct connection of what you are doing here on earth into the supernatural realm. Whatever I bind and what I loose here on earth will have an impact in the supernatural. It is very important what you receive from heaven. The images and the pictures that you receive from God is of the utmost importance. Do you even receive anything from God? Can you see where you are going? Because I'm telling you that even before the foundations of this world have been set in its place, that the blueprint of your life has been carefully thought out and been designed by the hands of God. And you've been created by the thoughts of God, breathed to life by the breath of the Holy Spirit. Before the foundations of this world have ever been set in its place, you have existed. Amen. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And it says again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for. Now this word agree is much more than just coming into agreement. Let's say, for instance, me and Eckhart, we come together and we start praying over a certain situation. We're standing in agreement, but it goes much deeper than that. It means to stand in oneness, in spirit, with one mind and one vision, with one sight. Where you start to pray in the spirit, where the natural becomes so unclear and so unreal, but the supernatural becomes sharp and clear and open. You can almost touch it. Have you ever felt that? That you will start thinking on something and it's like you can almost touch it. This is what faith is, your most holy faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, you don't have to put this on, it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to tell you that there's a world that is not seen and there is another you existing that have been created before the foundations of this world. You have been preordained by God even before time began. You have been called even before time began. And you cannot walk in that if you do not receive these images from heaven. You first have to see it before you can become it. Everyone has been designed for a specific task and a purpose. Are you guys with me? Those images that you receive from heaven of what you have been preordained for, what God has set you apart for, and that is called Yetzer. Say Yetzer. You can almost touch it. It becomes so real. It is the unseen, but it is there. It does not mean because you cannot see it that it is not there. That is faith. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. Maybe put on for me the King James Version. I want to show you something. Look at that. It says, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, touching anything, the unseen becomes more real than this natural. It becomes so real that you can actually touch it. It is here that you tap into eternity and God reveals those images onto you and it materializes into the here and into the now. Yetzer. Say Yetzer. Come on, listen, the Bible speaks of this very thing. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. And it says that, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. With all spiritual blessings, where? In heaven, in Christ. Amen? Are you guys with me? Say, Yetzer. According as He hath chosen us in Him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. This is Paul writing this letter. Do you know where he wrote this letter from? On earth. Wasn't in heaven when he wrote this. Yet he's saying that, listen, I'm filled with all spiritual blessings in heaven in Christ. He wrote this letter from without prison. I'm speaking about a high maximum, high risk prison. It was one of the worst of the worst was sent to this prison. His body was caught up in prison, but his mind and his spirit was living in a dimension unseen. He was much more spiritual. I'm telling you, the Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things that is of the spirit. And they are foolishness unto him, because they are spiritually discerned. This is what I'm speaking of tonight, is something that you receive from the spirit. It is spiritually discerned. Say Yetzer. So again, say Yetzer. So Paul is sitting in prison. He's writing this letter. And he's saying, although I'm here, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. You might be caught up in whatever it is that you are caught up in, but I'm telling you that there is another you, that is another design to your life, which is holy, which is pure, and that is the one that is in heaven. And you need to tap into that one and reflect that here on earth. But you see, many people rather choose to reflect who they are here on earth in heaven. And so they're slowly overwriting what they have been preordained for. Understand that you have been created before time began with a specific task and a reason. And we need to reflect that here on earth. You are a reflection, and earth is a mirror, and it reflects everything that everyone is saying and doing. What do you choose to reflect? Because, listen, if you're poor here on earth, you're going to be poor in heaven. If you... whatever you do not learn here on earth, you're going to learn in heaven. Our problem is not getting into heaven, but our problem is getting to heaven poor. Whatever you do not learn here on earth, you are going to learn in heaven. There's different levels. You will get into heaven and the angels, the ministry angels will come and they say, okay, now sit. Okay, now stand. Now raise your hands. This means surrender. Drop your hands, sit. Stand, raise your hands until you understand it. Whatever you do not learn here, you will learn in heaven. What do you choose to reflect? It is very important that you understand that you have been created even before time began. And God will reveal those images onto you of what you've been created for, because you cannot be before you see. Amen. Listen to this. Abraham, good example of Yetzer. Say Yetzer. So again, say Yetzer. And you can put this on the screen for me. Genesis chapter 13. How long have I been now? 10 minutes? I've got 5 more minutes. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. And just follow with me. I'm just going to paraphrase. I'm just going to give you my version, but you can follow on the screen. This is where Lot have been taken. He moved away from Abraham. Okay? And Jesus said, God said the following to him. He said, now look at this. He said, lift up now thine eyes and look. Lift up thine eyes and look. Listen, he was standing busy with his work. I mean, he's looking, he's awake, he's not sleeping. Yet God says, now lift up your eyes and look. It speaks of a spiritual sight. God said, listen, look. Close your physical sight. The Bible says that there are two types of visions that we operate within. It's your natural and your spiritual eyes. The Bible says that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. So we have natural eyes and we have spiritual eyes. It is those enlightenment eyes where you receive from the Spirit that you will see what you've been called for, that you will receive what God has preordained you for, what He has set you apart for. He will give you images and pictures of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then you move into a different dimension called Rayon. And now it plays off like a movie. You will sit within your chair and you will go into deep thoughts. Let's say you've been called to preach. And then you will sit. You will imagine now you're standing in front of a crowd and you preach. And the word of God is flowing through you. And before you know it, you're standing on the pulpit and you're preaching. But you cannot become it if you've not seen it. Amen. And so God says, now look up. And He says, now, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. Go on. And it says, for all the land which you see, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. He first had to show it to him before he could receive it. Yetzer. Say Yetzer. He first had to show it. He could have told him, listen, Abraham, everywhere your feet touches the ground, that ground will belong to you. But you need to understand that our natural minds limit the extent of God's blessing. It shortens it. It limits it. He would have thought, okay, maybe just this one heel belongs now to me because this is where I'm walking. And he said, look, as far as the north to the south and the east to the west, as far as you can see, this I will give you. The moment he could see it, he could become it. And what he did next was very profound. And I need you guys to now listen to this, because this is why many of you do not receive your breakthrough. And again, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. So what God did was, he was bringing a picture into the mind of Abraham. He was showing him something that he's going to give him. Again, Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. This is where he took him outside and he says, come with me, Abraham. And God took him outside and says, look to heaven, look to the stars. He says, if you can number the stars, that will be your seed. If you can number the stars, that will be your seed. He could have told him, listen, Abraham, your seed will inherit the earth. He might have thought, okay, I'll maybe have like 2 or 3 children and they will take the earth. He said, look to the heavens. Our natural minds limit God's blessing, the extent thereof. And he said, look to heaven. If you can number it, so shall your seed be. He had to show him that vision before he could become it. The moment he saw it, he could take a hold of it and he could move inside of it. Listen, does that make sense? And what he did next was very profound. If you go back to the first one where God said that, listen, walk through the length and the breadth, and where you walk, that I will give on to you. And what did he do next? What did he do next? He built an altar. He took action. The Bible says that he removed his tent and he moved to the place where God said that I will give to you. And he pitched his tent that side. Luckily, I said that one right. Some people won't understand that one. Let me explain this. Should I explain it? It's really funny. Listen, we've watched this clips at the back past week. and of preachers that is saying the wrong stuff. And the guy wanted to say he pitched his tent. And it came out wrong. That's why they're laughing. I said it right. He pitched his tent. And so he took action. He took action. And he built an altar. He went down on his knees and he started praying this thing through. The second time again, when God said, go outside, look to heaven. If you can count the stars, so will be your seed. And he said, God, how will I know this thing that you're saying to me is true? How will I know this thing? And he said, build me an altar. Make a sacrifice. Take action. Take action. Take action. You see, people don't take action. They're lazy. I've seen many people with many problems, and they will pretend as if everything is okay. It's like someone that have fallen into a ditch. And when you walk by, you drop down the rope and you say, take the rope, I want to help you out. Listen, I'm here, let me help you. Listen, many are living a destructive life, going through a lot of pain, and the life is chaos. And you will tell them, listen, can we pray? Let's pray. No, you know what? I'm busy, my work, I'm working late hours. Are you joking? These people are not taking it serious. Abraham took it serious. God have spoken and he said, I'm going to take action right now. And he moved immediately and he started praying the thing through. It's time that we take stuff seriously. The one who takes it seriously is the one that is given an opportunity to walk out of their trouble, and they take action. They demonstrate. They fast. They pray. They come knock on your door and say, listen, I need help. I need help. Let's pray this thing through. Those are the ones that is taking it serious. Are you taking it serious? You see, I can stand here and I can preach and I can quote verse after verse after verse, and I can explain to you, listen, that you will be blessed and that you'll hover over your problems, and the thing that have kept you back will be removed during this week. The thing that have been limiting you will be destroyed, and you can jump up and get all happy, and when you leave here, nothing is happening. Why? Because you get home and you relax. You're not taking that word and you're not praying it through. You are not serious about change. I want to ask you tonight, you know, every time that we stand here and you preach, do you take it seriously? Do you apply it to your life? You have to see it before you can become it. Even the revelations that we share with you from this pulpit, these images and pictures from heaven that you have to receive. Revelation, yetzer, so that you can walk in it. Are you going home and you're just relaxing on your couch, waiting for the blessing to drop into your lap? It's not going to happen. You have to take it seriously. When I walked into Pastor Leon's house that first night and he released that word over my life changed. I couldn't wait to get back home and start praying. I couldn't wait to wake up the next morning and start reading the Word of God and continue praying. And it is still up until today, 6 years later, it have not stopped. How serious are you to change these levels of operation in the Spirit? Amen? And you can only grow in these levels of operation in the Spirit through Yetzer. Through these images, divine images. Yetzer is, put on the screen for me this. How long have I been? 5 minutes? 2 minutes. Thanks. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Esther says 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes. Put on the screen for me Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Say Yetzer. Is this boring? And it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Go back. And it says, the thoughts of his heart, the imagination of the thoughts of his heart, all that is Yetzer. Imagination of the thoughts of his heart. It is all one thing. It is Yetzer. Amen. It is where God reveals unto you divine images of heaven, of that which he have called you to be, so that you can become that. Amen. It is not according to your perception, but according to his perception. Every imagination of the thought of his heart. This deals with the images and pictures that comes into your mind, meaning that if God is going to make you a millionaire, that he first have to show you the images and the pictures of how you're going to become that. Are you guys with me? That's for me. Without Yetzer, the images of heaven, you will never become what God have called you to be. You can ask any successful businessman, long before he have reached that success, he saw it before he became it. Amen? He saw it before. Listen, you must first see it before you can become it. As easy as that. Yetzer. But many struggle. Let me ask you this. Be serious now, because I can stand you preaching this thing, and if you don't understand it, it doesn't help. When you pray, let me put it this way. Don't think anything taking place here tonight is just happening. I went on my knees and I said, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? And God will show me certain images of this, of that. I will do this. I will say this. I will act like this. Yetzer. It's not, nothing is just happening. Amen? Now I want to ask you, when you go into your prayer closet and you pray, do you receive those images from heaven? You see, because many have passed through this level, and they've missed the seriousness of this level. You will not become what God have called you to be unless you move in Yetzer. Amen? Do you know where you are going? Do you know what you've been called for? How many people have received a prophecy in this house? A word from God. Listen, you know exactly where you are going. You know exactly what God wants you to know for that season and for that time. You need to take that picture and that image, and you need to bring it before God so that God can see that, listen, I'm serious about the thing. Because the ones that are serious will bring it before, will travail on their knees in prayer, making sure that it comes to pass. God will look at your heart. He does not look at the problem. He looks at your heart. And when you are serious about it, God will see it and He will say, listen, this is someone that takes it seriously. I can bless him. I can trust him. He takes it seriously. I have given this word and he's not relaxing about it. He's not going to leave me alone until it materializes in the here and in the now. But you have to be able to see it. Amen. Say yes, sir. The battle is in your mind. If God can conquer your mind, you will be okay. If God can conquer your mind, you will be okay. You see, the problem with many is that they come to church for, let's for example say for healing. And we pray for them for healing. And then at that moment, they feel the faith and they feel that, listen, I'm healed. But the moment they step out of this building, they think, listen, I'm still sick. This thing have not worked. I'm still sick. They have not saw their healing. This is how it works when you pray for healing, for someone for healing. When I pray for someone for healing, I will always ask, what do you want? What do you want God to do for you? I want God to heal my hearing, for example. I want God to heal my cancer. Because already when they say that, I want God, I expect God to do this, they speak out of faith. So they're starting designing something in the supernatural. Remember, what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So already they're creating something in the supernatural. And then I will see it. I will see how that thing is leaving their body. An image. And then I'll pray it. That which I see, I'll say, go. I see it go and I say, go in Jesus' name. Amen. But why do people get sick again? Because they have not seen it. They leave and they say, I think I'm still sick. I think. So that's what they see. That's what you create. That's who you are in heaven. You reflect you're on earth, who you are in heaven. And your words are creating it. Amen. How many people will say, listen, I don't think I can do this job. I don't think I'm going to get through this situation. I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think. Don't think. Let God think for you. Amen. Say yes, sir. Say again, say yes, sir. Amen. It's all about what you see. What do you see? What do you see? You know, when Moses stood in front of the sea and everyone is freaking out because they're about to die, I reckon I would too. And they don't know where to go and they're crying out unto Moses, what are we going to do? He said, be calm and be still and know that He is God. Know that He is God. Amen. Because he saw already. God gave him an image. He showed it to him. Listen, this is what you're going to do. He told him, what is in your hand? Stretch it forth. He could see it. He couldn't do it if he couldn't see it. And he stretched forth his hand and the waters departed. Amen. And he said, look now. He said this. He said, look now. The Egyptians that you see before you now, you will never see them again. You will never see them again. I want to tell you tonight, it does not matter what you are facing. As long as you tap into what you have been preordained for, as long as you can tap into eternity, as long as you can tap into heaven, the problem that you are facing today, I'm telling you, you will never face it again. But now yet again, I can say this now, but you can leave here and you can say, I don't think, because many times I've stood here and I've said that, listen, tonight this thing is going to break. Tonight your situation is about to change. But nothing is happening. You need to take this word and you need to fight with it. You need to pray it through. You need to see it. Yes, sir. Because who you are here on earth is a true reflection of your identity and that is in heaven. Amen. Say yes, sir. I think that was 15 minutes. Stand with me, please.